I can neither confirm or deny that that this is in fact a signal.
Austin trades Andrew Raycroft to Toronto in exchange for the rights to Tuukka Rask.
It's been my honor and a privilege to serve as the general manager of the Toronto Maple Leafs Hockey Club.
It's time for Confirm or Deny.
Do you regret giving all those gentlemen the no trades or no movement clauses?
I can neither confirm or deny that.
I can't confirm or deny.
All right, Confirm or Deny, brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Right now, lease the 2023 NX250 Signature Package from just $288 biweekly for 40 months. Details at DonValleyNorthLexus.com. Quickly, John Heyman is back at it.
Oh, no.
He's tweeted out breaking Cody Bellinger to the Cubs.
No!
Are you willing to accept that breaking news?
What are the comments underneath? You're a fraud.
It's just he's getting roasted.
Hey, people are writing, are you sure?
I don't believe you. No chance. When Passan says it, I'll believe it. Like, people are just absolutely crushing him.
Why do the Cubs keep getting the Stroman types and the Bellingers? It's like, what do you want, guys, on their way down?
Yeah, exactly. Well, Bellinger, the last 2 years, his stats have been absolutely awful.
Yeah.
Like, horrendous. And the Jays were in on Bellinger. There's another guy the Jays were in on.
Which is somewhat shocking. The guy was an MVP not too long ago.
He was a superstar. Yeah. Like, everything. MVP, World Series. Like, he looked like the future of the Dodgers, man. 6'3", good-looking dude in Hollywood.
Hitting bombs.
Yes. Yeah. And it's just, it's been a real drop-off for him. And, yeah, the Cubs have been bad for a couple of years. And, anyway, John Heyman jumping out in front of that. That takes some courage, man, because
he messed up the
Aaron Judge one. I wonder if someone floated him. Yeah. I wonder if it's the same guy that gave him the Judge misinformation. Said, I'll give you the Bellinger. Like, I owe you one. I sewered you. I told you Judge was going to the Giants.
Dude, in that industry, that's a black eye. Like, you'll never live that one down. Every scoop, it'll be like, yeah, right, pal.
He tweeted this out a minute ago. He's got 2,000 responses already.
Wow.
And 1,000 quote tweets.
Yeah.
Like, people are just all over him. Like, not happening. Sorry, John, don't believe it. Anyway.
That's tough.
All right, confirm or deny. Here we go. Statements are made. We go around the table. We confirm or we deny them. Confirm or deny, Jason Robertson of the Dallas Stars is already a lock Hart nominee. Already a lock. He's one of the three nominees. It's over.
I'm going to confirm it. It's not like he had 17 goals and 14 assists last year. He was a 40-goal scorer, and it just might be his year. I mean, Austin Matthews is more established, and we saw what he did when he got on a tear and didn't get off it. And this kid looks like he's on that path right now. Every night he's producing, and I personally don't see it stopping. I will confirm that when the Hart is nominated, the nominees, he will be one of them.
Okay.
I just have a tough time guaranteeing anything.
His answer is denied.
There's one guy I'll give you a guarantee before Christmas. McDavid. One, and he plays in Edmonton.
Yeah, McDavid.
I'm denying it. I can't confirm it. Yet.
I can't guarantee. Like, we're
just saying you're both
6th.
Denying Robertson.
I'm denying Robertson this early.
Not because of the player, because of how early this is right now.
Right.
Tomorrow we could wake up and a guy decides to go on a 20-game goal-scoring heater. A goalie gets 10 shutouts in 15 games. Like, something crazy can happen. This league and what's going on right now even happened in Vancouver last night. They're getting rinsed 4-0. All of a sudden, they win 7-6.
Yeah. They blow a lead in the third.
They did. Like, it was crazy. But I can't confirm. I think he's trending in that direction.
Of course he is.
If I'm voting today, he's in there. Absolutely. I just can't confirm what we're going to know and what we're going to see out of anybody by March.
I that's why I'm denying it too. There's one guy that deserves that respect before Christmas, and it's McDavid. It's the only guy. Like, I can't sit here and say I guarantee for the final 55 plus games he's still going to end up with 55 goals, 115 points, and Dallas is going to make the playoffs and be great. Like, because you need your team to keep up, and McDavid needs Edmonton to keep up. Yep. Like, they lost again last night, but McDavid's the only guy.
Just a cautious answer from you, Hayes.
No, it's I think it's an appropriate one. All right, confirm or deny. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have no shot at winning a Super Bowl.
I 100% confirm that. No shot.
They are going to the playoffs. They're going to get. You know where they're probably going to play at home? Dallas. in the wild card weekend. That's probably who they're going to play.
I could somehow, for some stupid, crazy reason after my comment, I could see them just Brady outsmarting a Dak Prescott Dallas Cowboys team and pulling out a miracle.
I could see that too.
And Jerry Jones melting down.
Yes, because that's just what the Cowboys do.
I can't see three more wins after that.
No. No, it's 100%.
I'm denying it because I don't. That team's not that strong.
No, they're
Brady
not.
Doesn't look that
and
strong.
And, dude, I've been the king of the Brady fan club. If he plays next year, I'm not even going to watch him. It's just like, it's over,
watching.
Man.
He's playing.
He's must, for me,
I'd be shocked if he didn't play.
This is the last, this is
that's
it,
all
buddy.
He knows
I
is football.
I want to see him go back to New England.
I don't see him do, I. That would be crazy.
I don't
crazy.
See Billy B wanting him back.
No, Belichick wants to do it on his own, but Belichick can't get it done on his own. They're back to 500. They're 6-6.
Yeah, but maybe there's a reunion, and Belichick goes, I can get your life back in order.
You need Bobby Kraft to get involved. Yeah. That's who needs to be
exactly.
the guy.
Exactly. To have a meeting down south.
Yeah, there could be a couple spots. They meet somewhere in Florida.
I've seen a coach's salary, sports salary, and Billy B makes 20 sheets a year. He's the king daddy topper.
Yeah, he should be.
He should.
He should be the highest paid coach in pro sports.
He is, though. I was like, it was 13, 11, 15, and then there's Belichick, 20.
Yeah, he should be. I'm confirming it, though. The Bucs, there's no way they can win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They'd be a big dog at home against Dallas. They're not beating Philly, and they're not getting to a Super Bowl and beating one of Buffalo, Kansas City, Cincinnati, is not going to happen.
Right.
Confirm or deny, if Aaron Judge leaves the Yankees will miss the playoffs next season.
Totally deny that. It's the New York Yankees, man. They're going to find a way to replace that. And we talked about sports teams like not just packing up shop and quitting when a superstar leaves. Great example is the Nationals, the year Bryce Harper left, World Series. 100% they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Because they will find a replacement immediately.
Or two.
Or two. Like, it's the Yankees. They'll figure it out. I'm denying that.
I'm going to confirm it.
Really?
I'm going to confirm it. Because
the house of cards will come down.
He was the most valuable player in the league, and it was 100% warranted. When you look at the amount of production he supplied them, their offense in the second half was awful. They got off to that great start. It was Judge dragging them to the finish line.
But wasn't Stanton hurt a lot?
He was, but he's always hurt.
Yeah,
Stanton is always hurt, and he will be hurt next year. He will not play 100 games.
No.
Like, he's always hurt. And, yes, they've got other guys in that lineup that can hit. Yes, I would assume they've got a plan B, C, D, E, F.
Right.
I just think that is a hole that's too big to fill. If he leaves, I think morale takes a hit. I think the Yankees are in a weird spot. Like, I do. I think it would be enough to make them take a step back. Yeah. I do. I think the Jays keep taking step forwards. I think Tampa does. I think Baltimore's getting better year over year just in the division alone. I'll confirm it. Confirm or deny, Dan Vladar, a.k.a. Darth.
Darth Vladar.
Will be considered the standalone number one goalie in Calgary by the end of the season.
Deny. Settle down. Money talks, and Markstrom understands that he's a highly paid goaltender. He will get his game back on track. He is one goaltender, I believe, that will get it back on track.
Yeah, he's...
I'm not ruling it out, but I'm going
to
deny.
Guy was up for the Vezina last year. He knows how to play. Like, he's actually got the raw skill, but he hasn't had a good start. So, I mean, I'm not going to completely rule it out, but I am going to deny it. I think, you know, Markstrom is their guy.
Yes.
And
think he's playing tomorrow.
I will say this. They extended Vladar nicely, kind of under the radar.
Yeah, they did.
Not a ton of money. And if you end up, now you make a decision, but even Vladar could be a really nice trade chip if they decide, if Markstrom gets his act together and gets rolling. Like, you've got some leverage there because Vladar's kind of in that wheelhouse. 25 years old. Like, he's,
yeah.
They project at 26, 27, he might be a guy who could be. He could be a 50, 60 game starter.
Markstrom was saying that today, that
like
he sees him as a number one, and you know, he's been great.
But you give him, like that's a nice tandem. It's a luxury to have, but that Markstrom's got to worry about his game.
Yes.
He's got to get it in order.
Yeah, I'm going to deny this as well. I mean, Markstrom is still the guy. They're paying him $6 million a year for years. Listen, it's not just been ugly this season for him. It was awful against Edmonton in the playoffs, too.
Yes.
Like, the last time we saw him before this season, the wheels fell off for Markstrom.
Yep.
So it's not just about this year. It ended as horribly as it possibly could.
Yeah, he had a great regular season, and then, you know, against, I thought he played well against Dallas, that Game 7
yeah,
series.
Good Ottinger first round.
Basically, Ottinger almost stole that series. Maybe 50-some yeah, saves in yeah. Game 7. But they got through, and then it didn't go well. He's had a bad track record as a Flame against the Edmonton Oilers.
Yes, which, that's, bit of a concern. That's your arch rival.
Because those guys up north aren't going anywhere. Like, 97 and 29 aren't going anywhere.
No, they're
going
to keep
gonna
rocking.
They're going to get healthy. Like,
they're going to get in. Edmonton's getting in just because those two guys.
Drag it in, but they're missing four out of their top nine.
Look at Colorado, the amount of injuries they're dealing with.
Watching that,
Colorado's in trouble, man.
They lost a player on Megna. They lost him on waivers today.
Mm-hmm.
They got Galchenyuk. They put through waivers, put him down. Like, they're on bread and water right now.
Yeah.
I feel bad. Like,
they just lost in Philly. They got smoked in Boston.
Yeah.
McKinnon's banged up now.
And they're in one right
they
now.
They got injury issues. Yeah. Big time. All right, final one. Confirm or deny, Ronaldo will remain a substitute for Portugal the rest of the tournament.
Dude, give me a break. Confirm 100%. The guy that replaced him got 3 goals today.
Yeah, they won 5-1.
And his attitude doesn't help. 6-1.
6-1.
And his attitude doesn't help.
No,
that's
it doesn't.
That's the thing. Like, that's where I go with. Like, the coach has had to tune him up. Coach is like, I'm not doing you any favors now. Because Ronaldo's had the lip on.
Big time.
That's where when you get the lip, and the coach, you're winning 6-1 without him. Basically, coach is on cloud nine right now. So
well,
I'd say, what was the question? Deny
that he's a substitute the
yeah,
rest of the way.
I'm confirming that.
I mean, they're into the quarters now, so you're talking 3 games.
Yeah.
I don't know, because how much of it was them penalizing him for the attitude, and how much of it was the play. You know, like, if it was a slap on the wrist, don't embarrass us, you're sitting this time, now we're bringing you out. But that's tough to play with fire when you're into the round of 16. Like, it's the knockout stage, and he sat him on the bench.
And his attitude going to change?
No, it's going to still be a suck.
Exactly.
I'll confirm it, too. I think it's the right play to have him off the bench. Have him come out late. Be a guy that can change a game with 30 minutes left to play.
Wasn't it JP that laid out the strategy for you and me, Was it JP or was it a Rod?
About Ronaldo?
About Ronaldo. Well,
they all look the same. Every guy looks the same that works behind the glass.
It was JP.
It was JP. It was one of the two guys with the beards, the grit yes. grinders behind the glass.
We love these guys.
And they laid it out of how they want to save him because he's older.
Yeah.
Save him for the second half and into overtime potentially.
That makes
good
sense.
Strategy.
That makes sense. You know,
it's JP that laid it out.
Attaboy, JP.
Sure.
Well, they got Morocco. Morocco's a team of destiny. I told you, a little sprinkle on Morocco to beat Spain.
Yeah, love it.
Exactly what happened. Confirm or deny, brought to you by Don Valley North Lexus. Right now, lease the fully redesigned 2023 RX350 from just $338 biweekly for 40 months. Details at DonValleyNorthLexus.com. Randy Mueller coming up, former NFL GM, co-host of the Football GM podcast. The Titans fired their GM today.
Weird timing.
That is.
They're going to run away with the AFC South.
Something's now.
Yeah, like, something's. I mean, a lot of people are saying it's because A.J. Brown just destroyed the Titans and this guy traded A.J. Brown, but that doesn't happen.
No.
Like, that's not a reality.
You
like,
don't know what an owner thinks. Maybe that is to him a fireable offense.
Well, then you should have fired him the second he traded him. Because it was a stupid trade, clearly, in retrospect.
Give him the Tony Dungy. Was it Tony that got fired on the field? No, not Tony. Who was it?
Who was it? It was
Herm Edwards.
Herm got it at Arizona State.
Yeah, can I talk to you for a second on the field over here?
Yeah. Going to have
fired.
A little word with you. Just go clear your bags out. Yeah. Thank you. So we'll catch up with Randy. We'll get his take on that, because you don't see GMs get fired mid-season very often.
No.
Guy kind of looked like you. The GM. Have you seen him?
It's
a doppelganger.
Everybody write their name.
Doppelganger.
Write who you want to slap for the slapping contest, because we're going to do that in the final
The doppelganger
segment.
Vibe is, it's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Pretty heavy.
I need
with
a
this
picture
guy.
Of this cat.
I'll show you it to
okay.
him.
Okay.
All right, Overdrive continues. TSN 1050 and on the TSN app.